amazing book, You Find Out Sound Concepts. And he has so many millionaires and 100,000-aires in his organization because he really knows how to lead and how to share it forward. So, and that's what he shares right across the company. So it's actually my pleasure to turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so grateful, Yudonna. Thank you. And everybody, hi. Oh, we again have a record number of people on the call today. And, of course, it's Mechanic Monday, Maintenance Monday, Mechanic to Millionaire Monday. And I just want to take a moment and, you know, we just had another call. We've been leading a call that is still from the Bliss Retreat and really just honored Casey Pluff. I want to publicly on this call, recognize her, and we'll have her, of course, on her normal day Thursday, really honor that. But, you know, she made 6-star last night, 6-star. And we were just reminiscing, all of us on a call, about the first time we all met. I think she was 1-star, and it was, like, not very long ago, a year and a half, creeping up on 2 years, you know. It's just a miracle, you know. So we just give her so much success. Let's be excited and celebrate her, maybe go on her page and give her a high five, you know, because it's awesome. It's awesome. And it's possible for all of us. And I remember, you know, when I met the gentleman I'm bringing on right now, you know, he was hungry. He was willing. He was just wanted to do the things that were going to bring him happiness and joy and be able to be the provider he always wanted to be for his family. And I have watched it happen. It's such a miracle, you know, and to see him step into this place of, you know, 30,000 downloads of Mechanic to Millionaire a week. And, you know, here he is, just the same humble servant. He knows things. And so when he speaks, and always, I've always got a pen out. I've got a big pad of paper out because I know that he's about to remind me about who I am and what is possible for me. So Mechanic to Millionaire, millionaire number 69 of the company, 10-star. Soon, it already happened that he's 13-star. Dave MacArthur, good morning.
Good morning, Lenny. Hi, everyone. It is Maintenance Monday. I'm cleansing today. I have made it a habit out of making Monday, you know, the best day of the week to just, you know, get to that place where I feel like everything's in alignment within me. And a cleanse, an Isagenix full-body nutritional cleanse definitely does that. I'm so, so grateful for John Anderson and Jim and Kathy Coover. You know, the miracle is this vehicle, Lenny. As you were saying that, you know, the miracles that are happening and the foundation for me and the miracles that have showed up in my life is Isagenix. That's the miracle that Jim and Kathy and John have so structured something to truly allow me to live my life to its fullest potential. Without any little hiccups or, oh, I wish I didn't know that about Isagenix, or, you know, there's none of that. Oh, it's so divinely inspired. I remember when I heard Kathy Coover say that from the stage at an Isagenix university when I first got in. It was so reassuring to me that I was aligning with people whose core values were, you know, the same as mine. And to say that, you know, they recognize that this is a divinely inspired company, but it's bigger than them. But, you know, we got to get into action. We got to do something. God works through us by putting a vision and a desire within us, and then we go to work. Well, I'm just so grateful for them because Isagenix has truly been the miracle. It's structured such that there's no limitations. There's no limits. There's no ceiling that, like, I cap out on who I can be, what I can have, do, and be. In the way of everything for myself, for sure, but also in the way of impacting others and serving others. There's no limits. So I just started blueprinting right away my success in Isagenix. Like, what did I need to do? And, you know, Lenny and you, Carl and George all, like, took me by the hand and showed me exactly what steps I needed to take. Like, they were, like, concrete. They were, like, the steps told me the actions I needed to take. There was no, like, question, like, well, I don't know how to do that. No, the, like, getting to consultant, it tells me exactly what I need to do. I need to talk to two people. I need to figure out how I'm going to help other people see what I see and what I'm excited about. And so I started blueprinting that out, you know, who's going to be my first two people that I'm going to sponsor. And so I took care of that right away. And then from there it was teaching them how to do the same thing. And I think George called it consultant squared. I'm not really good at math, but I knew what that meant because I saw the executive sheet. And so it made sense to me. Consultant squared was like two by the power of two, I think is maybe how you say that. So you draw a big two and then a little two above that, on, you know, right on the right top side of that two. And that just means that you just keep doing that over and over and over. So I did it with two people. And because I could do it with two people, then I could do it with a third and a fourth and a fifth. It was just my attitude, you know, whether I believed I could or not. And I totally believed I could. Absolutely. I know there are a lot of people out there that wanted to be healthier and that wanted to gain, you know, freedom physically, because I saw what people were putting in their bodies every day at work and how they always complained about what they were putting in their bodies every day at work. It was the exact opposite of what they were wanting to have in their life in the way of energy and a fit body and fitting into their clothes comfortably and being able to have mental clarity and energy that comes in the right way. So I absolutely, there were people that wanted that and were doing the exact opposite as though they didn't want that. And so I knew I had, you know, a vehicle that could help me reach my goals that I wanted, because there was plenty of marketplace. The marketplace wasn't all taken up. And I believe the Isagenix products are unparalleled. There's nothing that even comes close. There's no close second. So I just started blueprinting out what needed to happen for me to get to where I wanted to be. And so I think in the beginning, like an extra $500 was the first goal, which I learned very quickly that was hitting one star, which would be 10 cycles a week, which means so many people on my left team were ordering product and so many people on my right team were ordering product. I mean, that's not hard to, once you want to find out how things work, somebody's always willing and ready to explain it. Like, so I never had any problems, any challenges of finding out how to make something happen once I set the goal. Somebody was always eager to share with me how I could make that manifest in my life. And so, and they were not only willing just to show me, but willing to partner up with me and help me in doing that. And so I was in business for myself, but not by myself. And it was just, it was an incredible thing to be a part of, Lenny, and to have people want to really, truly support me to success. And I get it that that helps them. I wasn't ignorant to that, but I thought that was okay because it was helping me get to where I wanted to be. And I had no problem, you know, all the boats rising up at the same time above me as I went forward. And so I didn't feel like I was being used or anything like that. I just felt like this is an incredible environment. It's so different. It's so, like, refreshing compared to, you know, what I had been used to up to that point in my life. So I just blueprinted it out, you guys. It was, you know, me, and then I enrolled two people. That opened the doorway. But I realized, you know, any business needs to have products moving in order to make any money. You know, some kind of inventory that needs to be moving. And the more inventory, the more money. So the more customers that, you know, any kind of retail establishment has coming in, the more money they make because there's more purchases. And so that means more inventory is being moved. And so I could calculate that in my head and just translate that to my Isagenix business. So the more people that were being sponsored means the more product that was being ordered, means the more income that was being produced. And it was in a very integritous way. In fact, it was probably the most integritous way that I had ever felt being a part of because of the results. And so we adopted the saying, it's a results-driven business. Of course it's a results-driven business. The products work. And so just calculating those things in my head and visualizing them and really what did that all mean did it move me closer to my goals that I had of making a difference in the world because I lived like a true difference? And the answer was an emphatic yes. And so I could get really excited about that. I could really dedicate a lot of my life and make sacrifices that are worthy of the sacrifices by me, you know, to go out and do that. And so all these things started just to gain some momentum and some more, it gained more and more clarity, more and more momentum, and more people who were just as excited as I am and I was back then. So blueprinting your steps to success is going to tell you exactly what you need to do. And then, you know, the personal development that goes along with that, because once you know you can, you will. That's one of my favorite sayings now. I heard Bob Proctor say it the other day in an audio that I was listening to try and improve my understanding, you know, and grow myself personally. And he said, once you know you can, you will. And so all I had to do was just be there for the support and let people know, hey, you know, if this is something you want to do, I'm here to support you. I'll train you and show you the ropes and how to do it and explain how, you know, the science behind the product and how the compensation plan works, you know. And, you know, so if that's something you want to do, here's my phone number, here's my card. And, you know, it's very simple. So, and then invite them. Is that something you'd like to do? And just show them. Show them the ropes. Show them the blueprinting of how to manage their steps to success. And it's so simple. Anybody could do it. I think every one of my kids, even Carter, can describe what a consultant is in Isagenics. And so it's spending the time and actually, like, I think they say, like, between 5 and 10% of people write down their goals. 5 to 10% of people actually write down their goals. And I did. I wrote them down. And that's made all the difference because it told me I had to take inventory at that point. Do I just want to stay at mediocrity and just kind of fit in and be comfortably miserable at work and do the bare minimum or, you know, what's expected of me and so I can get a paycheck? Or am I going to really rise up and put forth that extra effort on top of what's already exacting of me on a daily basis? And my answer was emphatically yes. I am willing to and get out of that rat race that the Robert Kiyosaki talks about. So the blueprinting is simple. It's consultant squared. Consultant squared. I hit consultant, and then I teach somebody else how to hit consultant. And then I just keep doing that in my organization, on my left team and my right team. And for me, it didn't matter if I personally enrolled somebody that came onto my left team or right team or not. I was going to support them to success because that would be more people being enrolled, more products being ordered, more life transformations for people, and more income. All of them together, it just makes this perfect, you know, this perfect scenario in somebody's life. And so, but it remains paramount and essential for us as individuals. How far do I want to take that? So Lenny, you, George, Don Nooner, and Carl, were all perfect examples of that to me. And I just want to thank you for that here publicly. And I wouldn't be where I am today without you guys and for that mentoring and showing me how to blueprint my steps to success within Isagenics and this vehicle that is really supporting us to live our life to its fullest potential. Now it's what am I going to put into it? And you guys were perfect examples because I saw what you were putting into it. You weren't expecting me to do all the work for you guys. You guys were working just as hard as I was. So I just want to thank you for that and for those blessings that have come into the lives of me and my family.
Wow, Dave, what a beautiful call today. There's, again, a record number of people on and listening and getting excited because of the simplicity, because of the truthfulness, because of the ease, you know. And you, and I honor that. Thank you for that very much. I totally received that. I got to be part of it, and I got to match you. You know, I've always said that, and see what you think about this, that Isagenics really is just a matching program. You know, whatever you give, you get. And when it comes to other people on your Isagenics organization, we want to help everyone.
We want to help everyone. But we don't, and here's why. Because, and many are called, but few are chosen. Who is going to choose to be all in? That becomes the question. Those that choose to be all in, then we match their efforts. We match their efforts. You can't work harder for someone in their own business than they work for themselves. But we can match it. We can always match it. We can always give. We can always meet it. And so I watched you make this decision. You decided to be all in. And that, now that I'm looking at this, that was one of the most beautiful things to witness of all time. And the simplicity really is. I mean, remember Jimmy Smith always says, right, Dave, don't complicate my business. Don't do it. And you, more than anyone, have learned and has taught me now how to simplify this business called Isagenics. It's about simplicity. And so many people are out there trying to complicate it, complicate it, complicate it, and you just continue to stay on the pulse of the what's important. And gosh, it's beautiful. It's just beautiful.
Well, one of the things I want to say is I'm so grateful for my obsessive compulsive disorder because multitasking does not serve us. And as a male, I guess I kind of have an advantage. I can't do more than focus on more than one thing at a time, you know, where I know other people and maybe other genders are able to multitask without any problem at all. And I realize multitasking does not serve me. And when I say all in, it means I'm so focused on something like a laser that thing grows very quickly. And I don't know what, maybe some people don't have a high level of belief, like so they're going to try two or three different things all at the same time to try and get to where they want to go in their lives. And I will just say right now, that does not serve you, trying to do two or three different things at the same time. And so I was all in, and being all in has produced like freedom in my life. I can have, do, and be whatever I want. And I guard that. And even till this day, I still have greater goals than where I'm at right now, and so I'm still focused. But, you know, I have a lifestyle that I think many envy right now and that they would like to have, and that, you know, it's probably part of their motivation, but not quite understanding that whole, you know, what you focus on grows, and if I'm focusing on 10 different things, then one of them is not really going to grow at all at the rate that I'd like it to. So, you know, just in clarifying, blueprinting my business, then I was all in on it. It wasn't, maybe I'll try it when it's convenient, or if there's something else that comes up that might grab my attention, I'll let it. No, I guarded against that. And that's what makes all the difference, because it is a simple business. You don't have to be rocket scientist to figure out how the compensation plan works. What you do have to figure out is, am I all in or not, and decide. And once you are, there's no way it couldn't grow. There is no way that it couldn't grow. The only thing that will hold you back at that point is you and your belief on how far it will grow. So a lot of great, you know, truths and principles I've learned being in this environment, and I truly appreciate that because it's shown me how to conceive, believe, and achieve in a real detailed, defined manner. So I'm just so grateful. Robert Kiyosaki says he loves this industry because of that, teaching the person how to become the best person they can be. And Isagenics just so happens to pay us for doing that very generously and in an unprecedented way. So, again, thank you. And I hope that can translate across to some of you as you take inventory, like, why did you get on this call? Not just to get excited, but to learn how to act in a different way than you currently are. Unless you're happy with where you're at, then you just want to keep currently doing what you're currently doing if you're absolutely living a life of bliss. But if you're not, then you need to change something right here, right now. And I hope that something on this call inspires you to see what that is and then work to overcome those habits that you've already developed and take on a new one. And so anyways, Lenny, that's, you know, thank you.
Thank you, brother. I've never been more excited about my life and just all of the principles, the truthful principles that we
that we're living, that we're learning day by day. You know, everybody's on their journey, but I promise you, as you find joy in your journey, that this becomes delicious. And this decision that Dave just taught us to be all in is one of the most important, you know. And then T.O. has been teaching us this step eight on the 10 steps to super accelerated living, like be all in. It's a high-stakes game. So, and Tiffany today, one of my new friends that came to Bliss, she said, all in, all win. And I just want to, like, that is really ringing to my soul today. All in, I've been saying as one, but she said all in and all win. And I love that, because once you make that decision to be all in, then everyone wins. Everyone. All your new people that you're about to talk to, because now you're all in and they can follow a leader. So you're all in. And Dave, thank you so much for leading the way and all the sacrifice you do. Guys, please do yourselves a favor. Get your five top leaders. Start a mastermind group. And start with podcast number one and Mechanic to Millionaire, because that is the attitude. That is the mindset. Mindset is everything in this business. Personal growth. Dave and Carrie lay it out at Mechanic to Millionaire. You go at your own pace, listen to a podcast, and then talk about it for 15 minutes. Just do a phone call. Get a free conferencecall.com line and be that leader. Just start. You don't need to know what to do. Dave and Carrie already lead you through. So then just talk about it, you know, and whatever else you're doing. But you know, and if you really want to get serious, be all in at isogenicsbusiness.com and devour isogenicsbusiness.com. Learn this stuff. You guys, it's right there for you. We love you. We want to see you succeed. Why? Because when you succeed, we succeed. And when we succeed, you succeed. And I can succeed. Which means you can succeed, because all that is possible to anyone is always possible to you. Remember that simple truth. So, Dave, it's awesome. Casey, good job. High fives all around. And, you know, let's manage our state today. It's in the same vibration. As Dave was speaking, he always helps me remember what's important, and he helps me remember who I am. That's why I love to listen to him. And in that place of high vibration, my day's better all day. And then I can stay in that vibration. I can keep asking myself, okay, what is bringing me happiness right now? What's bringing me joy right now? We manage our state. Our state becomes so important as we move forward in joy, in love, not comparing, not competing, not being in a hurry, not being all worried about things, just being happy with the way it is and bringing epicness to it. So we're just so grateful for all of you guys. Thank you for being there, and we're going to unmute the lines. We'll do a 1, 2, 3 isogenic shout, and we'll take on this magnificent Monday. Here we go. Okay, we're live. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
Thank you.